Each week the guys from Audio Sandwich give each other hypothetical scenarios, record it and upload it on the internet as if people would actually care. They call it
Scenario Brothers.
Hi and welcome to Scenario Brothers, the hypothetical podcast. Celebrations are plenty. My name's Adam.
My name's Sean.
Celebrating because it's Oscar season. We love Oscars. I've got a scenario related to the Oscars. Very timely, very topical, very current, very hip with the kids.
Oh, hip with the kids.
Hip with the kids. You want to be hip these days.
You
want
to be hip.
You want to be hipsters. We are dressed in hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Seagull milk crates. But that's beside the point. Now, Sean, imagine this. We like to play Pitching Perfect. This is Pitching Perfect. Simple. Very easy. Open world for
just
you.
Just like you. Simple.
And easy. You're simple, I'm easy.
No, I'm easy, you're simple.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, Pitching Perfect, pitch me your Oscar-winning film. So, let's say you're in Hollywood, that's your dream to win an Oscar, make a film that is Oscar-worthy, you're the producer, you get to choose the film, lay down your
for
pitch.
For starters, the genre for an Oscar is normally, the genre, as I'm saying it correct, aren't I?
Sorry?
The genre, is it genre or general? How do you say it? Genre, yeah? What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, simple. Genre.
Genre.
That's genre.
Genre,
yes.
For an Oscar, is normally a drama movie.
Could be.
So, you know, pretty much.
A lot of dramas win.
A lot of the drama. 9 out of 10 times it's a drama movie that wins.
Mm.
9 out of 10 times it's a periodic sort of movie.
Is it 9 out of 10 times? Is that the fact?
Mm.
That's on record, is it? 9 out of 10 times? Okay.
So, you know, pretty much, you know, it's a drama periodic movie. I'd do one about Mother Teresa. Yes.
What did you say? But Mother
No, about Mother Teresa.
But Mother Teresa.
Biography about Mother Teresa.
But Mother Teresa. I just imagine like it was a big...
It's not a poor movie.
Big booty girl, but was with a heart of gold. That's But Mother Teresa.
Now, about the story of Mother Teresa and how she rose to where she is now.
Dead. Okay, so what's the story of Mother Teresa? Just give a synopsis. Don't Google it.
No, I have to, please. Yeah.
You just said Mother Teresa, though.
Yeah, but she's a famous person.
Oh, so you got to look up Mother Teresa. All right.
2-6, all right? So I give, because it's going to be Mother Teresa anyway.
Hold music now.
All right, she was born in Macedonia.
Okay.
1910.
All right.
Died in 97.
Spoiler alert for the end of the film.
Yeah. Albanian Roman Catholic religious sister she is.
Yes.
A bit of everything. She, after lived in Macedonia for 18 years. After living in Macedonia, she moved to Ireland. Then she moved to India.
Yeah.
Where she lived most of her life.
Yes.
She founded the Missionaries of Charity.
Yeah.
A Roman Catholic religious congregation.
Yeah.
Which in 2012 is consisted of over 4,500 sisters.
Yeah. All right. So founded that. What's the plot though? Where's your plot in that information that you're spouting at me?
They run hot places for. They run hot places for people with HIV and AIDS. They look after them. They run charity events for them and everything like that. So they.
What charity events? What events do they do?
No, she founded that she founded that whole missionary thing.
Yes.
To help out the people that are homeless, HIV, AIDS infected people. Yes. Stuff like that. So she's done a lot of good for what she's, gone from one place to another. How I'll do it is I'll have her.
How do you create this in a sort of Hollywood film, Oscar bait worthy?
Oscar
film?
Based.
Bait. All right.
Everybody loves a biography.
Yes.
Like you got the Steve Jobs. Yeah. You got this. You got that.
Biopic.
You
got
biopic. Yeah. So pretty much, Mother Teresa's a famous lady. Hasn't been done yet.
Probably has.
No, it hasn't.
Not at all. There's no Mother Teresa film.
No, there isn't.
There isn't. How do you know? You looked it up?
I did look it up. There is no Mother Teresa film. I looked it up. There is none. So it'd be a good start to do it. You know what I mean?
It's about time.
You know, I get a younger girl first off to play the younger part of Mother Teresa.
All right. So let's say you want to sweep the Oscars.
Best
actress, best actor. Best supporting actor, best director, all that.
Everything.
So your actress, you said young. So this is, you're starting off early days, Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Who is cast as young Mother Teresa?
Young as in like child Mother Teresa?
Well, where are you starting?
We'll start off a child.
So you can have a child in it first.
Right. And then watch her go through school, you know. You want to like, it's like, the whole point of a biography is you want to know the origins.
Mm.
Where she came from, living
so
in the
like
house.
So it's like X-Men. Wolverine origin.
It's like a biography, biopic. You want to know the origins. You can't just start, bang, here they are, and then go bang into the punchline, and then to find this whole big missionary thing. You want to go into the backdrop.
Backdrop, yeah.
You want to know where she is and how she came and why she moved to such and such places. Yeah. Living in a poor conditioned life, which she did. She, you know, caring people, taking people into a house, a home, all that sort of stuff. Looking after everybody, nurturing everybody.
But back to the original question, who plays
young one?
Yeah.
Would be Katie Holmes. Katie Holmes would play the younger version of her.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Who's like, what, 35 probably?
Yeah, I'll get her to play the younger.
So how old's she playing? 15?
No, she's playing a 20-year-old.
So, okay, Katie Holmes is a 20-year-old Mother Teresa. Okay, yeah.
Playing young, yeah, mid-20s, early-30s sort of thing, you know what I mean?
So she's mid-30s, early-30s, mid-20s, early-30s.
Mid-20s, like she'll play the role right to, you know, 30 and then, you know, go old age. And...
So it's just Katie Holmes through the whole thing?
No.
You don't recast her as old?
Yeah, I'll recast an older person.
Okay, who's your older?
Betty White.
From Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Betty White, all right.
Yes.
So Betty White.
What's wrong with that?
So... Katie Holmes, young Mother Teresa.
Betty White, old Mother Teresa.
Betty White, old Mother Teresa.
All right.
So is there a love interest in the film?
Yes, there's a love interest.
There is. There's always a love interest in Oscars.
In Oscars, there's always a love, a romantic scene, you know. Yeah. But they just live in two different worlds. They can't.
What world does he live in?
They can't. No, they live in the same world.
Okay.
But they can't be together.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because of religion.
Because she wants to be a sister.
Yeah, she wants to be a sister. So she's like, you know, I love you, but I've got to let go. I've got to take my passion of what I feel.
Yeah.
And I feel that God's calling me.
Yeah,
I feel that there's a higher, you know, there's a mission for me.
Who plays God?
Morgan Freeman.
So you actually see God?
You do see God, yeah. Morgan Freeman plays.
Same character as Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty?
Yes.
So it's Morgan in the same world as that? Yeah. Okay. So who plays a love interest?
Love interest would be...
Walter Matthau?
No. It's Matt McConaughey. For Katie Holmes, you know, that age he plays it. Like,
Matt.
Yeah, McConaughey.
Matt McConaughey, yeah. Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you call him Matt, though.
I call him Matt. Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah. So it's like, Sister Teresa, all right. Yeah. He's doing that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Matt McConaughey.
Trying to seduce her.
No, Matt McConaughey plays...
Is he really, like, sexy?
And then it goes into Walter Matthau later on.
Who?
Walter Matthau later on.
Who?
Never mind.
Shut up. Years.
No. Matthew McConaughey plays the love of her life.
Yes.
They live in two separate... Like, they live in... Like, he's all about wanting to romanticize her, please her, make her happy. He's wanting to build a family.
Yeah.
So she's gotten to the stage where she's caring for everybody else's kids. Yeah. That sort of passion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where she puts all her heart in everybody else's.
Yes.
But
doesn't want love for herself.
Doesn't want love for herself. So she
sacrifices.
So she pushes herself away from him.
Yeah.
But he keeps on trying to come back and gets her and tries to get her. And he breaks her out of the sisterhood.
Sisters. They stay the same age. All right. Doesn't say that.
No, it doesn't say that at all. No, he doesn't say that. It's a serious movie, you know. And
he breaks her out.
Takes her out of the thing while she's training, because you got to train, don't you?
Do you have a montage, training montage?
Like Sister Act, a bit of comedy, sort of, you know.
A bit like Sister Act.
No, I'm saying it's a bit of a drama, but when she's going into the sister thing, it's like a periodic comedy.
So they sing gospel songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, she gets in there and she's, you know, enjoying it. And he goes in there and tries to free her away because he wants to, you know, it's about that there,
yeah.
How she's growing apart from him because she's trying to focus, you know, she's only got one love. One love's Jesus. Jesus is her love.
Morgan what about
Freeman.
God?
Morgan Freeman is God.
And Jesus at the same time. Well, you blew my mind.
Sorry, man, it's a spoiler there, you know. And she, you know, conquers that. She fights love away, you know, gets rid of him and all that sort of stuff.
Gets rid of him.
No, not gets rid of him, but it's like she, you know, like they start writing letters and all that stuff afterwards, after she's in the sister camp and everything. You know, sisterhood thing, what they sisters do.
Sister act.
Sister nun people, you know, and starts writing letters.
Sister nun people, coming soon. Yeah,
start writing letters. Yes. Letters, you know, they start losing interest because they're not getting returned.
His email comes in.
As they get older, you know, society, he's going off living his life now. What's he doing? He's a bricklayer. He's building homes. He's got married, got two kids now, but he still wonders what life will be with Mother Teresa. You know, yeah. So she becomes that. Then she embraces herself. She realizes that her call is beyond the sisters of those people that, you know. Beyond the sisterin. She realizes her call's higher than, you know, what she is doing now at the moment now.
Yeah, yeah. So her potential is high. Potential.
So she leaves Macedonia, goes to
she's
Ireland.
She's still in Macedonia.
Yeah, sorry, man. Goes to Ireland. 18 years. Yeah, goes to. So go to Ireland. Listen.
What age did she meet Matthew McConaughey? You fucked yourself there, haven't you?
Yeah, didn't I? Yeah. So she goes to Ireland. She goes to Ireland. Then she goes to India.
Yes.
She meets the Buddha there in India. Yeah, that's where he lives, in India.
Yep.
And she's now stuck in two worlds now, whether or not she chooses her faith or she goes to Buddha.
Who plays the Buddha?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is Buddha. Okay. Yeah, an Indian Buddha. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, makeup.
Love affair?
No, they don't have a love affair. No,
but no love triangle.
He pulls her into his religion.
Yeah.
She's trying to break away because she's, you know, doesn't want to be in that religion. She's finding that her religion is somewhere higher and she wants to be faithful to one guy, God.
So Morgan Freeman's like, hey. It's like a faith triangle.
Yeah.
Between Morgan Freeman as God, Kurt Russell as Buddha,
and society. Love triangle. Yeah, love triangle, society.
Or religion triangle.
Religion triangle. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Who does she choose?
She chooses Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Because then she opens up a missionary.
Right.
Over in India.
Yes.
And helps out people that are affected with HIV, AIDS, and homeless people. Because India's, you know, populated with a lot of sort of stuff at the moment. Yeah, you know? Yeah. And she fights a crusade.
What's a crusade now?
No, I'm
horse
saying
and
like,
fucking
no, crusade,
sword.
Crusade of infections. You know what
okay,
I mean?
She doesn't actually go on the crusades.
No, yeah. And it's all about that. It's about her struggling with her faith, her struggling with the religion, love triangle, what to choose, how to go, and her
Matthew McConaughey comes back?
No, he doesn't.
Never comes back.
No, only cameo appearance, sorry, mate.
Older age, they meet again.
No, they don't.
Like Notebook style?
No.
Oscar would love that.
Oh, they could, yeah.
You know, like just to say how you doing. They could probably meet each other. Say goodbye, you know.
She's walking down. That's right. Yeah, she's walking past the bus stop, and she's Matthew McConaughey there.
Really?
Yeah.
So Betty White. This is Betty White. Matthew McConaughey still same age.
Walter Matthau. Yeah.
He's dead.
But we'll say he's alive.
No, he's dead in real life. We're going to get his corpse.
Right, Betty White.
CGI Walter Matthau.
No. Betty
first
White.
Time ever.
Yeah.
CGI Walter Matthau.
Yeah. No, not CGI. I won't do, no.
Haven't got the budget for that.
Michael Douglas.
Okay, Michael Douglas.
Yes, Michael Douglas.
Big Doug. So he plays older Matthew McConaughey's character. What's his name?
John.
I can't believe you struggled that long just to think of a name, John.
Yeah.
It's like, most common name, John. All right, so John is played by Matthew McConaughey and Michael Douglas.
Yes.
All right, so older Michael Douglas is at the bus stop.
And Teresa's
in India.
Played by Katie Holmes and Betty White.
Yes, Katie Holmes, Betty White. So they meet at the end.
Yeah, they meet.
Say it's the end of the movie.
And that's how, and he holds her while she's dying.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He nurses it.
But what's their final words? Do they have a final?
I'll never let go of you.
Who says that?
He says that to her.
No, it's just she.
He goes. I've never let go. I've never let go of you.
Mm.
So I've always loved you.
Yeah.
And then she knows that she's loved him as well.
Yeah.
And they do a kiss.
Yeah, they do a kiss.
And that's the final scene. And
that's
then
it. She passes away. Beautiful score underneath it.
Yeah.
Who does the score? We can get nominated for an Oscar for that score?
Michael Bolton. Yeah, Michael Bolton. Yeah.
Just singing beneath that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my movie.
All right, so Michael Bolton sings it. So, best original score, Michael Bolton.
Mm.
Best supporting actor, Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Best female actress. Now, who do we see more of, Katie Holmes or Betty White?
Betty White.
So Betty White is up for Best Actress. Katie Holmes, Best...
Supporting
for the same character. Yeah. And then Matthew McConaughey, we see more of him?
No, we don't. You see...
More Matthew than Michael?
Yeah, you do.
Because Michael's only that one bus.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a bus thing at the end. Yeah, the last 15, 20 minutes. Last 15 minutes is Michael.
All right, so most of it, is of the character John,
is
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. So Matthew McConaughey, Best Actor nomination.
Yeah.
Who directs this? Who can we get Best Director?
Michael Bay. No, not Michael Bay, sorry. Ron Howard.
I want to see Michael Bay direct this, just fucking explosions, fucking the camera spinning around Mother Teresa as she gets up off the ground.
No, Ron Howard. Ron Howard. Ron Howard, we're working with Clint Eastwood.
A collab.
Yeah, collaboration. That's how good it's going to be, mate.
Need two directors.
Yes, that's how good it is.
Clint Eastwood, Ron Howard, duo. Yes,
that's their first ever director together as a team.
Same camera. Two seats, same camera.
Yes.
One heart.
Yes.
Bringing this to the screen.
Exactly. That's how good it is.
Wow.
What a soldier.
Do you have? It's not a bad pitch. So this is Oscar worthy movie. What is it called? What's the name?
The Life and Death of Mother Teresa.
Wow. Life and Death of Mother Teresa.
Mm.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Thanks, man.
I think you've got something there.
Mm.
So I think in the future you might see your mother. I think you should get started on it for real.
Mm.
Like, I think what we'll do, we'll send this podcast to Hollywood, like the big wigs in Hollywood. See if we can get in contact with.
Give it to Martin Scorsese.
Who? Scorsese.
Scorsese.
Bay.
Yeah.
What is Martin Scorsese doing? Is he producing it, is he?
No, but he knows a lot of people.
Yeah. Does he know Martin Scorsese or?
Yeah.
He knows him as well?
We'll give it to him.
Yeah, both of them. We'll give it to both of them.
Yeah, but. A bit of touch of Oscars, yes.
Yeah, well, you could sweep the Oscars for that.
Oh, I reckon I could, yeah.
Katie Holmes, Matthew McConaughey, Walter Matthau, CGI. Betty White, Michael Douglas. Morgan Freeman. Kurt Russell.
I know. What haven't you seen him lately? You need to bring back Kurt Russell's career as well.
Yeah, he's only been in like...
And a religion love triangle. Like, how good is that? Wow. Religious love triangle. Like, yeah. You know, choose between Morgan Freeman or Kurt Russell. You know, like, it's tough.
How long does it go for? Like, what's your running time?
2 hours, 45 minutes.
2 hours, 45 minutes? Okay.
That is a typical Oscar... winning movie production time.
Yeah.
If it goes under 80 minutes, not Oscar worthy.
What do you reckon your budget could be? What could we get in budget?
150 mil.
150 mil, get it?
Done? Get easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Because you want the best of the best.
What's your predictions on box office opening?
Oh, mate, it's going to hit the roof because it's... what I want to do, all right, here's my prediction. Box office opening, I want to have it first in Italy.
Like, really?
Yeah, at the Catholic convention. You know that convention area they have the Catholic people? I want to air it there. Yeah.
Can I guess that you're thinking of the Vatican?
The Vatican, yeah. Sorry, mate.
The Catholic convention center.
I want to have it there.
We've got Comic-Con next week. We've got The Life and Death of Mother Teresa, starring Kurt Russell as Buddha.
No, I want to get there early. I want to have like a grand opening there.
$10 hot dogs.
I want to have a grand opening there.
Yes, all right.
With the red carpet there, have the actors and everything.
Blessed by the Pope?
Yes.
Yes.
Because once it's blessed by the Pope, mate, the world's your
oyster. Who plays... The Pope would be in this film too. Who plays your Pope?
Pope would be played by... I don't know if he's...
We can CGI him in if he's dead, it's all right.
No. What's the guy's name again? From Death Wish.
He's dead. Who? He got his Death Wish. Charles Bronson.
Yeah, Charles Bronson can play the Pope.
So CGI Charles Bronson as the Pope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
So he's just got that hard edge. You know he's been through shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that hard face.
Hard face.
Yeah.
He's blessing people with his bullets.
Yeah.
All right, so Vatican, big opening. Blessed by the Pope, hopefully. He gets the thumbs up.
Yeah. That's a big
film critic there.
You know, exactly. And
Once the Pope blesses it, you got Oscar after Oscar. License to make money there anyway. You got all the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. Like, wow. It's perfect. See, look, everything's all set.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that this actually happens one day.
You reckon it would? Yeah.
And hopefully we get best original screenplay for this podcast.
Yes.
We could win an Oscar off this podcast.
We could, yes. Wow. We never know, mate. Things could happen.
Well, if you'd like to nominate us, contact us, ScenarioBrosPod@outlook.com.
Mm.
Or tweet us at ScenarioBrosPod.
Check our Facebook page out.
Check it out. Comment, chuck scenarios up there, have a fun time, get amongst it, get the people talking.
Mm.
You know, maybe just, you know,
chuck some money to fund this movie.
Yes, patreon.com.
Yes,
/audio sandwich. Mm. You'd like to be a financial, you could be executive producer on The Life and Times of Mother Teresa.
Yes,
and audiosandwich.com for our other shenanigans and other podcasts. Check them out. And also, if you love us, if you hate us, if you listened at least. Please, if you could, if you got iTunes, If you could rate and review, we'd much appreciate it.
Subscribe, yes.
Subscribe as well if you like. Whatever you want to do. 5 stars if you like.
Minimum 5 stars.
Minimum.
Yeah, you can't go any lower than that.
Well, it is Oscar worthy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
An Oscar worthy podcast. Exactly. So if you can't give us an Oscar, at least give us 5 stars.
We only produce the best. Nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best. Just like Michael Bay.
Exactly.
See ya.
See ya, bye.
Scenario Brothers.
Still hungry? Then check out our other podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search Audio Sandwich or visit www.audiosandwich.com. It is the best thing on the internet since MySpace and porn.